This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump again used the term Kung Flu to describe the coronavirus at a rally in Phoenix Tuesday, even as people have criticized his use of the term. With the Phoenix event, which was organized by Turning Point Action, a group chaired by a Trump ally, Trump spoke out against Democrats and rival Joe Biden, doubling down on his claims that liberals hate U.S. values and history. Earlier, Trump praised what he described as a powerful and comprehensive wall along the nation's southern border, Mexico, Tuesday, highlighting one of the key promises from his successful election campaign 4 years ago to secure the U.S. borders. Trump, who is seeking re-election in November, said on Tuesday as much as 500 miles of border wall would be completed by the end of the year. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus pandemic is still growing, even as countries start to ease lockdowns and other restrictions. WHO Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan said the epidemic is now peaking or moving towards a peak in a number of large countries. So far, there have been more than 9 million cases worldwide and 474,000 deaths. The United States leads the world in both categories by far. Its top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told a congressional panel Tuesday there will be more testing, not less, even after President Trump asked health officials to slow down testing. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. A powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake shook southern Mexico Tuesday, killing at least two people, damaging several buildings. Much of the damage is minor, with broken windows and collapsed walls. The state-run oil company said the quake caused a fire at its Salina Cruz refinery, which was quickly put out. Geologists say southern Mexico, where four tectonic plates merge, is particularly vulnerable to strong earthquakes. State media said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un suspended unspecified military action against the South, an apparent reduction in tensions following weeks of threats from Pyongyang. It is not clear whether that means North Korea will now end its escalating campaign of threats and provocations towards Seoul. North Korea is upset at the South for failing to move ahead with a series of 2018 agreements related to economic cooperation and reducing military tensions. On Tuesday, South Korea's military said the North has begun reinstalling dozens of loudspeakers that had been used to flare propaganda across the border. The North also threatened to redeploy troops in parts of the demilitarized zone, resume military exercises in the border area, and cut off all official lines of communication with the South Korean government. Federal judge in Brazil has ordered President Jair Bolsonaro to wear a face mask in public or pay a fine of nearly $400 a day. The judge said Bolsonaro is violating a local law in Brasilia aimed at slowing the spread of the virus. Brazil has the world's second highest number of cases after the United States. Bolsonaro has brushed off COVID-19 as just, in his words, a flu, and said he called anyone worried about the virus as just being neurotic. The coronavirus threatening the livelihoods of 600 million children in Southeast Asia, according to a UNICEF report. The report describes how the pandemic is unraveling decades of progress on the health, education, and other advances for children in South Asia, and could push as many as 120 million children into poverty there. And Saudi Arabia says the annual Hajj pilgrimage, which usually draws more than 2 million Muslims from around the world, be limited this year to a relatively small group from within the kingdom due to the COVID-19 outbreak. The Hajj is scheduled to start by the end of July. For more news, join us at voanews.com and the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.